Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're here. This is episode 28. Episode 28. I'm back. I wasn't away, but I'm back in the real world, to be honest. Because I've been ill, haven't I? Been bloody ill. I don't like starting the pod with some negativity. No point, is there? Life's too short for that. Try telling that to Frodo. Life's too short. Frodes. I don't know what his nickname would be. Frodenator. The Frod. F-Dog. Hodo. Hodor. Hodor Frode. So yeah, life is too short. I'm back. I've been suffering. I know it's International Women's Day on Tuesday, March the 8th. But I've had man flu, so there's the equalizer, man flu, a different breed, a different gene, a different illness, a different strength. I have continued with my life through hardship. You know what it's been like? You know what this flu has been like? Which I've had for a month, 1 month. And, you know, going on the man and the woman thing, ladies, you get something once a month, don't you? I've had it for a month. I don't know if I'll keep that. I can't edit that. I'm not editing anything out. If I'm going to be controversial, I'm going to be the man who speaks about periods. Yeah? The man that finally lays down the line and says, holy shit, that must be awful. It really must be. I feel for you, and I hope everything clears up. For me, the flu, it wasn't as bad as that. It was just a bit, kind of, you know, kept me in bed, kept me away from other humans, and gave me lots of headaches, lots and lots of headaches. So I have to wear glasses, which makes sense, doesn't it? That means it's something to do with my eyes. But that wasn't to do with the flu. Like, don't worry. There's not this amazing, blinding flu out there. You know, one that you can catch and then you suddenly can't see. Man flu is a delicate one, but it don't blind ye. It does not blind ye. I said as a piratey. But I have to wear these glasses. And the glasses, holy shit me tender. Holy shit me tender. I find it, you know when they do welding? What's the Svensk word for that? Welding. When they're welding things together. They've got a gas thing and they and they wear that big mask, you know? Or even Leonardo DiCaprio, man with the iron mask. Something like that. That is the strength of my glasses. Basically, my left eye, respect out to the left eye from TLC, RIP left eye. My left eye is as weak as Leonardo DiCaprio after that bear attacks him in Revenant. Spoiler. Spoiler alert. I had a spoiler alert moment the other day. I said, a friend of mine's a really big House of Cards fan. And I said, oh, what's that? Is it good? Nay. Venda. Don't you dare. Don't you dare, he said. So I didn't, because I didn't watch it. So I didn't have a clue. But it's shit, isn't it? Can't talk about anything now. Remember those? Remember the great days? You could just talk about anything, couldn't you? Watch on TV and then FIFA and you're there talking about it. But no. People are like, nay, 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 nay. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm only on series one. So what have I been up to, folks? Thank you for asking. And if you want more of me, if you want more of me, I will send pieces of my skin to you. No, I will, might do two this week. I might do two. Episode 28, this is. Episode 28. Very, very special number for me. I was born on the 28th. I think my mum started the birth, or I started the birth. I was inside. I don't know if you know that, but I think it was a day and a half or something like that. So yeah, tough times for me ma. But then I popped out, didn't I? Little New Zealander. I was a New Zealander at that stage. I was an English person, and then I went to New Zealand, became a New Zealand person, and now I'm in Sverige, kind of a Svensk English person. Yeah, so 28th of March, if you want to know. Actually, this month, it's not just about episode 28. It's about this month. Can you believe it? We're in March. Can you believe it? 28th of March, 1943. I was just born. I was the child that was born as, and I kind of stopped the war. Ah! But, you know, don't want to overplay that. But if you want to, yeah, let's do two, eh? Let's find out. Let's do two. Chuck one out. I'll throw one at you on Thursday. Yeah, that's not the end of this one. Holy shit, we got like another 47 minutes to talk about. I hope you realize that I have no idea what I'm talking about. You know that, don't you? You know that I put the laptop, I've got a little office, a little tiny office in my house, and then I plug it all in, and then I just talk. And this is what we get up to. Where was I? Oh, on Saturday, Friday night, I was in a place called Hørgekysten. It's a big bridge. Big massive bridge, and then they've got it's 80 meters shorter than the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, so that sort of tells you how big it is, and they got this concrete pylon, and you can go inside in an elevator, in a hiss, up to the top, right? That's going down, but on the way up. And then they've got this kind of triangle kind of dome where you can go in, and the views are dramatic. When I was there, cloudy as shit, right? And I say that from a person that stayed down and didn't go up. Nobody was going up, right? Okay? Nobody was going up. I talked to the owner of the hotel, Mats, who's a top guy, and he said his dream would be to have like a glass elevator, a glass hiss going up, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know? But I don't do danger, right? Because I don't know how it's all going to end for me, right? I've got an idea that's going to be a bit weird. Like it's going to be a squirrel on a branch, breaks, lands on me. I go, get off. I panic. It bites me. You know, it's going to be that kind of, you know, it's going to be one where people will be able to say, oh, that's the way you wanted to go. You know, that's what he wanted. But I don't want to put myself in that position of being on top of a bridge and then there's some kind of gust of wind and then I fall to my death, okay? So I don't really do dangerous things. I know that seems weird from someone that grew up in New Zealand where we like the idea of doing anything like shaving a lion's testicles. It'd be, if we had lions, we'd do that, you know? It'd be some kind of bungee jump, lion shaving testicle thing. But I don't do danger. Don't do danger. So I said, no, thank you. And then he offered me the snowmobile. Mobile, not mobile, not the snowmobile. That that snowmobile is just a phone that you use in the snow. It's got a ringtone. Let it go. Right, forget this joke. It's not working. I can already feel you going, all right, we get it. I can't hear you, mate. Can't hear you on the snowmobile. It's frozen. It's frozen. Another joke. Mainly for the kids, but a good joke. If judged of the moment. So, it's snowmobile, and there's a big bloody river there, isn't there? Underneath the bridge, like most bridges, there's some kind of thing underneath it, isn't there? Trolls or rivers. And he said, oh, you can take the old snowmobile out if you want, have a bit of a around. I said no. I instantly kind of regretted it. I said kind of no quite quickly, where he was a bit like, oh, okay, you really don't do anything exciting, do you? But the thing that got me was, I said, but what if I kind of go down there and then into the river? Is how big, you know, is the river solid enough? And he said, if you get to a certain speed on the snowmobile, if you get to a certain speed, you'll be okay. But if you don't, you'll probably fall in. And also there's a big timber mill up there. And the ships come through and they break the ice. You know, the big, big, like, bloody ships, right? So I just said, yes, thank you very much for the offer, but no, thank you. I just think that's an awful way to go, isn't it? Just on a little machine, and then you just think, oh, get over here, and then... And even if you survived, you'd be cut, right? You'd be cut. And you'd have to pay for the bloody mobile, wouldn't you? So what's the point? I mean, I'm not a financial person, okay? I'm not a financial person, but I don't want my life to be ended by... I don't want it... Do you know what? I don't want it ended by me falling into a river on a snowmobile when people say afterwards, well, that was a bit fucking stupid, wasn't it? What's he playing at? Why did he? Didn't he? Shouldn't he? Why he? He. So, yeah, ridiculous. So, I'm having none of that, am I? I'm having none of that. Did the gig. Fun gig, actually. Fun gig. People like to drink up there, but I've done it twice now, and this time around, a bit more calmer. First time around, utter chaos, kind of like a mosh pit of Smurfs on crack, okay? Absolute chaos it was, people getting up, shouting, and I hope you get more of a picture of Al Pitcher there. But didn't you do it last time and it was chaos and you went back? That's the kind of guy I am, right? That's the kind of comedian I strive to be. One that will return I'll return to the war. Yeah, I'll return to the scene of the crime. Okay? And if you know the band The Hunters and Collectors, they have a song called When the River Runs Dry, I Will Return to the Scene of the Crime. So that really, really is quite a combination of what I've been waffling on about. I did Gothenburg on one of the days. I've been ill as well. Been ill. And my kids have been ill. But now we're okay. We're okay, you know? We're a bit grumpy, but we're okay. But I went to Gothenburg. I got the old GPS on the phone. Said I could get a spa wagon tram from Gothenburg Central Station to this venue. I was going to be on the number 9, Angered, I think it is. Angered. Who lives in Angered? It's anger. It's angered. The word angered, right? Angered. They're all really angry.
Oh, bloody hell. Why do we live in Angered?
So, I decided not to, because that would have taken 4 to 7 minutes, apparently. I walked. It took me 43 minutes. I was walking near the shipyards. Stena Line, is it? Stena Line? Bloody lost I was. I was like Mad Max. Didn't have a clue. Everything was barren. The wasteland. I followed followed three people. Not in a kind of stalker way. But I know where they live. No, I followed three people who... They were giving out tickets, you know, the, they're called Lapleases, those people. They were giving out parking tickets. There was a photographer with them, Laplisa photographer. He's the one that did all the evidence. There was the lady, he was Lapleffy, then there's Laplisa. And then there was a trainee Laplisa. Who's told her, who said to her, you know, a good career, you know where you should start? Bloody Laplisa. Take the money off the people. The people love it. Especially Swedes. Fee fan. You get angry about the old Laplisas, don't you? Ho, ho, ho. I've seen people go past on...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Buses and see Lapleases and they do the finger. Free fun! Yavla! Yeah. And there was just the driver. Boom! Jokey wokey. But I did do... And that was a fun gig. So if you're in Gothenburg, go to a comedy club. T-J-O-T-A. Shirta. I thought it was Huit, I didn't know, but it's Shirta. Fun gig. Really good fun. Look out for that. They've got some great lineups coming up. Gothenburg is a brilliant, brilliant comedy place. I love it. But I was on the train, wasn't I? I was on the train up to Sundsvall, because that's where Höga Kusten is nearby. It's about an hour away from Sundsvall. And got on the train. Oh, I got the train from Sundsvall. Sorry about this. Get on the train. Sit down. One of those guys takes a while to get on, find his seat. Nice guy. Got no problem with him. He's got a big red suitcase. No room for that red suitcase, okay? So he's not going to find the room. So he decides to put the red suitcase above, okay? On the glass shelf above the seating. I don't know if you know me that well. I don't have a problem with that. That's a good solution there, mister. What you've done right there. Okay, I've got the headphones on. I'm doing a bit of I'm reading, which I find quite hard to do. Listening and reading. There's some people that can read a whole book while listening to an album. It just, to me, it's like you're reading a book and someone's just going, okay. I'm in my own world, okay? Everything's going okay. We're, you know, 3 or 4 minutes out of Sundsvall. And then a little, just a little drip, you know? Not a problem. Just hits me on the hand. I'm okay. I'm carrying on, you know? I'm an energetic force. And then a couple more drops. I look up. His bloody suitcase. He's dragged it through the snow. Now that snow's melting. I'm now getting snow face, aren't I? I'm just getting hit. It's just dripping. But it's not dripping, you know, like every 10 seconds. It's dripping when I think the dripping has ended. Okay? So I get hit by a drip, and then I'm like, I look up, it seems okay, right? There's no problems there. And then, drip again. 2 drips. I can get 2 drips in 45 seconds. And then I think, the drips have ended. Another drip. So I sort of, I did the kind of classic non-confrontation kind of thing, you know, where I just did nothing about it, to be honest. Okay, I just sat there. I think after about 16 drips, I said, Fifan, I think your bag's dripping, brother. And I didn't say that. I didn't say it in a gangster kind of, hey, brother. You know, like we're in prison and I was trying to shout through to the next cell. Hey, brother, we got a problem. So he sorted it by getting a few tissues. And that stopped the drip for about a minute. Started fucking dripping again, didn't it? So then I had to move, but I felt like a real, real diva, you know. I was like, hey man, it's not a massive problem, but that thing's dripping on my head. The snow's melting from your bag. You can dry your bag, you can move your bag, but it's still dripping, brother. It's still wet on that surface, and no matter how many tissues, no matter how much you try and help me out here, this is not a good thing. And we were cool. We were cool. You know, we got tattoos of each other. You know? We did that. We got a secret handshake. We swapped email addresses. And we're going to be on Friends Reunited. But I was happy, very happy, to say goodbye to that drip. Now, as I speak, talking of drips, we've got like a herbal garden. Kind of a herbal thing in our house. And that's just starting up. It's like a very modern thing that you plug in and you can make herbs, man. I mean, I know that sounds like I'm dealing weed, but not anymore. But if you want to contact me on #pitcher, you know, things like mint chili. It's in this nice thing, and now I could just hear it starting to drip. I've been followed by drips all of my life, and I'm sick of it. Did a flight as well. I actually did a flight, didn't I? And really shat myself. Not literally, right? But really scared me. And I'm not a great flyer at the best of times. But really, really did freak me out. And got the taxi and booked it kind of early. Kind of a bit too early, I think. I think I was there before anyone had actually opened up. And then what I did was I had like 3 coffees. 3, okay? I know that's nothing for Swedes. They're like, yeah, and? I have that before a bice. I had three coffees, and that makes me more nervous and more kind of shaky. So I was more paranoid about dying. I'm sorry about this. This pod has not been, it's not been very upbeat at all, has it? What am I up to? Tuesday, Tisdag, I'm going to a hockey match. Going to a bloody hockey game, aren't I? I don't really understand hockey. And people say, oh, it's really easy. I can't even see the puck. You know the little thing that they chase around? The little black kind of thing that could just kill you if they didn't have those glass net things up? I can't even see it. So for me, it's just like... So I'm going to that. And I'll tell you the team. The team is Diff, you Gordon. And they're playing Fridistad. They're playing that team. And Vakwa Lakers, they're playing as well. They're playing Lulio. Whoever win, I don't know what happens anyway. But if you, Gordon, win, and then Vakwa lose, you, Gordon, go through to another round, okay? I really don't know. I know football. I'm very good at knowing about football. But I don't know about hockey, Swedish hockey. It's like American football. I don't know what's going on. It's like gymnastics, you know, when they do some, or ice skating. As long as they stay up, for me, they do well, okay? If they do a spin, don't fall down, I think, brah. But people, and people become experts, you know. Every 4 years, there's the Olympics, they come around, and you'll be sat next to someone, and they'll go, oh, yeah, very good overspin, patch, overskin patch legacy, you know? And you're like, okay, what does that mean? They go, I just know my stuff, you know. So that's what's going to happen. That is the true story of it all. I'm going to the match. I'm going to be confused. I've been to 3 games before. Very violent, very aggressive game. You just want to, after a while, you just want to go, guys, can we just relax a little? Can we just maybe chill out and do some kind of can we try and make shapes into the ice? But no one really listens to that shout at all. No one at all. I'm working on my show, How Swede Am I? It is not a brand new show. It's a show of my greatest hits. My hits of the bits, which I actually did in Västerås Comedy Festival. Tuck, if you were there, I tried out old bits there. Basically, it's going to be like 80 minutes, I think. 80 minutes, and it's just the best of, and I'm filming it so I can put it into a little capsule, and I can remember this time. Do you know what I mean? It feels like it's a little document of me. It's a little little Swedish era, you know, a little moment for me of my career, of the, you know, 5-6 years of doing stand-up here. So I'd love you to come along. I really would. If you're in Stockholm, April 15th and 16th. If you're not, can you tell someone to come along to that? April 15th and 16th, okay? For people who can't make it, for people who don't want to make it, go to alpitcher.com. You've got all my tour dates there. No, they're not even a tour. They're club shows, okay? So this is the deal in which I go for now is I work towards this recording. I've got some warm-up shows of that show in Uppsala. April 1 and 2, and then I do the shows, and then film them. And then, do you know what? Do you know what I do? I write. And I rewrite and I write and write. And I go out and I try and be funny as hell. And I do another tour in 2017. That's the way it's all going to happen for me. So, but I'd love you to come along to that show. It's really important to me that it's full of people that have an interest in me. I know that sounds pretty weird, but if it's people that, I want people that have kind of seen me, who like my style, and people who listen to this, you know. And if you're listening to this, which you should be, unless you just got distracted by that person dropping their maca, you're very welcome to come along. That has been episode 28. We've had some laughs, haven't we? Bloody hell, we've had some laughs about that bloody suitcase and the Hergekusten and me shitting myself. I will have a pod out on Thursday or Friday. It will be episode 29, but this has been episode 28. It's been a bloody joy. It's always a joy. It's a weird joy. I feel like I'm a prisoner sometimes, and I'm just doing, like, you know, I've been sentenced for something I didn't commit. And now I'm, for a crime he didn't commit, now he records a podcast. It's just me waffling. Have a great, great couple of days, folks. And I'll talk about hockey and I'll talk about some other exciting stuff I've got coming up in episode 29. What a teaser. What a teaser for episode 29. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, I'm actually going to France for the European Football Championships with a company called LA Travel. They've got a thing called Camp Riviera. Which is on the Riviera, which is Nice or Nice or Nice, so nice. So if you're there, drop me a line, drop me an email. What I would like from you is some feedback. That would be great. Give me some feedback. Send it to my Facebook page, and it's always good to contact. If you say, oh, you're saying Samson too many times, or why do you always say voice like every minute, you know, anything, if anything annoys you, just tell me. I'll take it as constructive criticism, you know. I'll just block you and hunt you down. Okay, so now, don't know if you can hear it, but I think that's the Monday, is that the Monday alarm, is it? Do you know what I'm going to do? I've picked up the recording device and I'm walking around my house now. This is a live moment, and I always think it's hilarious because they do this thing and tourists don't know what the shit is going on. All right, unlock the door. Don't trust anyone. Here we go. Listen. Fee fun! But why wouldn't someone just invade on a Monday? Just after 3 o'clock, you just invade. Anyway, I've gone outside. There we go again. There's no warnings either. I love that. So brilliant that you people don't warn anyone, do you? Locking the door again. Don't trust anyone. Thank you so much for, Cribs. It was like a audio version of Cribs. You know, the MTV Cribs? When they walk around, you just heard me open and unlock doors, and then you heard, if I was to invade Sweden, I would invade on Monday, the first week, the first Monday of the month, or the, was it the it's a war alarm day, you know, that day. And then people would be like, oh, no, it's nothing. What are those guys doing then? Ah, it's nothing. Take care, folks. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you on Thursday for a new episode. Puss, puss, you bloody rock. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.